Boston city leaders and President Obama's housing secretary say they all hope that a housing development that opened in Boston today can become a national model. The development is surrounded by food trucks. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch explains the key role they play.
The 129 units of affordable housing are in a development along Dorchester's Quincy Corridor, just outside Upham's Corner.
The development is beautiful.
That's Tiwa Garner, a resident of Quincy Heights.
The homes inside is roomy, spacious, good for families, growing families especially. For me, who have three children of my own, I like it a lot.
5 years ago, this was a set of distressed buildings. Daryl Wright with the Dorchester Bay Economic Development Corporation says a $21 million federal grant helped kickstart a rehab.
Quincy Heights was able to leverage an additional $36 million to get it done.
But this development is more than just housing. It's also about cookies.
The choco latte, it's a dark chocolate cookie with espresso and cappuccino chips.
That's Heather Younger, the owner of Top Shelf Cookies, a baking startup run out of a building next door that used to be Pearl Meats. The food production facility has been refurbished as part of the housing development. Younger's is one of 50 businesses that share it.
Just the community aspect of it is amazing. Just for me, there's never a mistake that you can make that someone here hasn't made.
Attending today's ribbon cutting was the U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Julian Castro. He explains this is the first completed project in a new program called HUD Choice Neighborhoods.
The key innovation of choice is really to go beyond just the idea of housing.
Castro says this new housing development gives people on the poverty line more than just a place to live.
You're also focused on entrepreneurialism and education. It is a blueprint that a lot of cities can benefit from, show other communities how they can do what Boston has done.
The city of Boston also wants to revitalize the neighborhood around the Whittier public housing development in Roxbury. HUD is reviewing that application. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.